This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive. As we are rolling here on a Thursday, we appreciate everybody jumping in. I do have a dilemma I need to get to at some point today.
Need to come to the bros?
Yeah, to the bros,
the Drive family,
you know, Sally, all the other ladies that listen need to come to it.
Man, woman, or child, right?
Harry, Jen, Lauren, Mac, all the other women who listen to the show, they can chime in and help us out as well. But I do have a dilemma. I talked to Clint about it a little bit, but we need to bring it to the air. In this
yeah, it's where probably, it's going. Probably on the safe side not to take my advice on stuff like that wholeheartedly. Probably ought to poll the audience.
All right, Todd McShay, who is now at the Ringer now, formerly at ESPN. He was talking about Jalen Knoll, and he is a big fan of him. But I want you to kind of hear the commentary. This is somebody we've talked about. We're excited potentially of what he could bring to the table because he could do a little bit of everything coming out of Iowa State where they got in the third round. But this is who, this is how Todd McShay had to describe parts of his game.
Those are the reasons. Short arms, short, small catch radius, had some drops, five muff punts. You add all those things up and you're looking at a smaller catch radius guy who, yes, is explosive, but I can't count in the first two rounds. I want to get someone I believe is going to be a starter, and I'd like to draft my slot starter eventually if that's what he is in the third. And they got Jaden Hayden.
All right, there he is. They talked of, we've talked a lot about some of the stuff we're excited about, Clint, of like, hey, man, he can bring that speed element from jet sweeps to screens to, you know, being able to shake loose quickly in coverage and be somebody that he could get to. We talked a lot about him, but Todd McShay kind of went the other way, Clint, of things that could be a factor for him. Any of those concerns? At least concerns about what he could maybe bring to the table.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, to be clear, Todd McShay is extremely high on Jalen Knoll. He is extremely high on him. Some reasons why he may have slid, which I'd be thankful for because he landed with the Texans, but there was, I feel like the right thing to do is you know, not just talk all about the positives. When some negatives start to kind of surface, got to hit those as well. And look, I'll be honest with you, there's not one thing that Todd McShay said right there that concerns me about Knoll.
Do you think they're all legit?
Well, I'm sure he's not. I don't think Todd McShay's a smoke blower. I think those are all things that could be viewed as flaws in his game over his entire career. I saw Seth Payne on his Twitter, he had posted some improvements of Jalen Knoll in terms of drop. The drop rate went way down throughout his career, so it got significantly better. He's never going to be a guy with a huge catch radius because he's a smaller player. I think there's been a handful of those ever at the NFL level that were smaller players that had the ability to climb the ladder and go get you know, the same ball that a 6'4 receiver would go get. So I think that would be out of pocket to claim that he had that. So he's got a smaller catch. He's a smaller player, shorter arms, not worried about it. My point with this is one, I have zero concerns about what may or may not have caused the slide for Jalen Noel in the draft. I have zero concern about what Todd McShay said. I fully expect these are all things that the offensive play caller, the schemer, the play designer should be able to overcome. If they are legit flaws, right, and you find a way to put that guy in a position to play to his strengths. I think great coaches do it every year, whether it's because it's a young player and you're not ready to just throw the whole playbook at him. You want him to play fast, so you start with a small package, or you use him a certain way because he's truly limited. He's not something not about learning the offense and getting experience. He's just truly limited. Either way it goes, he is an absolute weapon for Nick Caley, and Nick Caley's got to find the best way to deploy him. The good thing is he's got options. You've got a true, savvy, veteran slot in Christian Kirk. You got two big-bodied wide receivers outside that can go get them 50-50 balls if you need them to. There is a need here for that weapon. There's a need here for a guy that is a little mixed bag, that Swiss Army knife, if you will. And Nick, it's Nick Caley's job to find a way to get that guy the ball and help him impact games this year.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about those. First, I think those are legit, but I think those are just things that I can relate to. Kelly just can't help some of them.
Right.
All right? I mean, but the point is, have we seen guys, and the audience, you can listen to and answer this to yourself, have we seen guys his size be successful?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
Generally, those guys that are his size generally don't have...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
A great catch radius. Generally aren't big, right? But the one thing we didn't hear him say is, boy, he struggles to separate.
Mm-hmm.
He lacks explosiveness. See, when you're that small, and I think this is probably an issue with John Metchie at times in his career, when you're that small and you don't have a huge catch radius and we can't just go throw the ball up to you and you're not just like DeAndre Hopkins, just open, then you got to have that other stuff. And as he said, hell, isn't there? He said, yeah, I know he's explosive. Oh, that's all I got to say. Yeah. That's all I need. Because we have seen guys his size that were explosive work. And the other point of this is, Clint, Jalen Noel, and listen, I don't mean to put him in a box because there have been guys that have broken out of this, but the odds that Jalen Noel is ever going to be thought to have to be the number one receiver on this team are very, very low.
Yeah.
Like, not going to happen. And to me, that means he has a role. And yeah, I want my number one receiver to have the ability to move away and do other things. But him, man, his size and catch radius doesn't matter because there's a specific thing that I'm looking for him to do. And I think he can easily fill that void. So those things are legit, Clint, but I'm with you. They're nothing that scare me off.
Well, and I'll go, they don't scare me at all either. I'll go back to what I said originally when Nick Caley was hired and they started kind of leaning towards this and mentioning this New England style of offense. Hopefully, and we'll see how this all works out, But hopefully this, the difference, one of the differences between last year's offense and this year's offense, hopefully there's several, but one thing that we as fans should I hope to see it, is you've got actual receivers that have positions. They're not positionless, right? Nico is an outside receiver, right? Higgins, outside receiver. Christian Kirk's an inside receiver. Jalen Noel, inside receiver, or some level of a weapon that you can use in packages and in different ways. Hopefully we see more of that and less of everybody can do all things. And so hopefully, again, that the only reason I say that is because that that puts Noel into the slot weapon box, which is, I think, squarely where he fits.
Right, yeah. And they're, like, the stuff that Todd was bringing up were things that you expect from, like, one of your, like, top two receivers. Right, and I see on the text line, I see Ocho saying Steve Smith Sr. was shorter and probably slower than Noel. As I said, I know there are probably some, there are outliers, right? Yeah. But even then, like, when they brought Steve Smith, and of course, again, nobody is telling Noel or Noel that he has to have a ceiling. But when they brought in Steve Smith, I don't know if they brought in Steve Smith thinking, like, we're, our plan is for him to be our number one receiver. I think they brought him in here as, hey, man, he's going to be a piece that we could do a lot of different things with. And if Noel does that, then he does that. But I don't think that's the expectation. I think the reason why he slides like that, Clint, is because of, like, there's not a thought that he has the body type that you would look at and say, that's what I want in a number one receiver. I think that's why he slides. But if you're talking about a guy that's a third receiver that is a slot guy that does, you know, jet sweeps and does things like that, that sounds just like a third rounder. That sounds like to me. That sounds like exactly where he should be in the draft. All right, as we continue right here, remember, join us tomorrow. We'll be out in Sugar Land at the Big Ben Tavern. Come out and hang out with us and have a good time, courtesy of our good friends with Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. You can come on out and enjoy yourself with us, as we always have a great time, the whole crew, and we'll be out there doing our thing tomorrow. All right, I will get to that dilemma because I really do need help. And I think Sally just said tread lightly, show. I'm asking for advice. I'm not coming at you. Just asking for advice. But we'll get to that in a bit. And something that we've talked about a bit here in the last month, Clint, and the response that many people that are listening that comment on the text line and on YouTube and Twitch has really got me to a point where I want to hear a little bit from you guys. I want to hear from you in our discussion on this Nick Caley situation. We'll discuss that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.